We began here on Monday preaching on will heaven be worth it all? And we have been looking at five words that would get us to thinking about heaven. Anticipation was one of them. Preparation. Yesterday we looked at destination. I'm headed to a place where I'm already there. And this morning I was going to look at celebration. I was wondering this morning if any of you have anybody in heaven that's close to you. Would you raise your hand? Wow. Everybody that was raised in the house and lived in the house when I was growing up, I've taken every one of them to the graveyard. Wouldn't take you a rocket scientist degree out of Titusville to realize that if they all gone, I'm next. And I get to wondering sometimes what they doing. And I was looking at this thing of celebration because C.S. Lewis said, and I've said it every morning, C.S. Lewis said that those who think most and much about the world to come, Lewis said they are the only people that will have an eternal effect on the world in which they're living in. Celebration. And I notice in the book of Revelations that there's two or three things that they're doing over there. I don't know if this will upset you or not, but there is no unemotional section over there. There has been celebration here this morning, but it has been spotty. There will be no spotty celebration over there. There's some folks over there saying some things. That's all they're doing. They're just saying some things. There's some folks over there singing some things. There's some people over there, and it seems like it is zeroed around that marriage supper of the Lamb. Some of them lose it. And it sounds like thunder's exploding. And they go to shout. I can't help but believe it's when he puts that little apron on and starts serving everybody up there. So I thought this morning, maybe we would have a little pre-celebration and it not be spotty. We just let everybody get in on. I thought maybe this section, these two over here, I'm going to let you shout because you got that Lancaster crowd back there. They can do it. I want you to shout hallelujah. That's not a hard assignment. I know some of you can shout. You hollered at your kids this morning. Hallelujah. On the count of three, we're going to practice. One, two, three.
Hallelujah.
Man, they pretty good. Let's try it again. One, two, three.
Hallelujah.
Wow. I'd like this middle group here. I don't want y'all shout. No. I just want you to say something. I want you to say, Lord God Almighty. On the count of three. I don't want you to holler. Just in a good, strong voice. Say that. One, two, three. Lord God Almighty. Man, they good too. Let's try it one more time. One, two, three.
Lord God Almighty.
This is the singing section over here. Got all the singers over here. On the count of three, I want you to sing the first three words of holy, holy, holy. You know how it goes. Holy, holy, holy. On the count of three, let's try it. One, two, three. Man, that sounds good. Let's try it one more time. Let's lift it up a notch now. One, two, three.
Holy, holy, holy.
Now, everybody knows the parts. Now, when I point to you, you get after it. All right, now this is what we're going to do this time. I'm going to lift my hand like a choir director, and I want you to start doing your part, and I don't want you to stop doing your part until I lower my hands. Are you ready? If you don't like that, you won't like heaven. Remember now, he's going to be high and lifted up. Let's try it now. He's high and lifted up. When I lift my hands, let's get after our parts. I don't know about you, when I think that some of my loved ones over there this morning, some of them entering into saying some things. Some of them entering into saying some things. Soon I will join them. The only thing I can say this morning is I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner, condemned, unclean. Makes me want to cry out, oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. I was wondering this morning, when is the last time? Because I know some of you are sitting there and say, well, hell, I tell you, I'm just not an emotional type person. You ain't gonna like him? Everybody over there is crazy. They're waving hands. They doing handstands. They doing spin-arounds. They hollering. They shouting. That's going on for eternity. You will see no signs over there that says, quiet, please. I wonder this morning, have you ever done any pre-celebration? Have you ever waved your hand at a singer? Have you ever waved your hand at a preacher? Yep. Have you ever heard something in the service and just said, hallelujah, amen? That is practice for what is to come. I am a firm believer that praise and worship is the wedding garment we shall wear in glory. I feel like some of you this morning need to try it on and see if you fit or not. Would you stand with us? Jordan's coming around with a song. It's been spotty here this morning. Some of you sit here like this. I was wondering this morning if you just wanted to have your spell. Brother come up the aisle a minute ago. Some of you looked at him and said, man, whoa, did you know everybody like that in heaven? They're all crazy like that. Are you listening to me this morning? And some of you ain't even never got into hand waving yet. When you get up there trying your hand waving, they gonna know you ain't never tried it before. Pre-celebration. While they sing this morning, let's don't let it be spotty. Let's enjoy him this morning. I tell you, I don't know if anybody has told you this morning he cares. He likes this kind of stuff. He comes down on it. While they sing, while we wait a few moments, I want to get in this altar. You say, I've been cold and dead for a long time.
Oh, I wish the Lord, as our brother told us last night, he just touched me one more time. Give me a spirit of worship. While they sing, altars open. You lost? Come get saved.
Will be my. my sins and my sorrows, and he made them his very own, and he bore them all at Calvary, and then he suffered and died alone. Oh, he bore my sins and my sorrows, and he made them his very own, and he bore them all at Calvary, and then he suffered and died alone.
She's one of ours. She's all right. Amen. She does that a lot at church anyhow. It's okay. Hallelujah. I egg it on. Yeah, I urge it. Hallelujah. It helps some of you to get like that. You could bear up under your load a whole lot better if you just go to worshiping the Lord and go to magnifying his name and thanking him for what he's done in your life. I say hallelujah. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, how marvelous is his love to me. Sing it, children. Thank God. Amen.
Yeah. my sins and my sorrows, and he made them his very own, and he bore them on at Calvary, and then he suffered and died alone. I'm looking at this little young man over here in the wheelchair, and he is taking his hand up while he's sitting in the wheelchair, and I've watched him. The Lord's just touched my heart. If he can raise his hand, every one of us have a right and should be on our feet telling the Lord, thanking him for saving us and taking every bit of our sins and our sorrows, because we are nothing. We are spent. We're dirt. But yet he loved us, and oh, I'm so, so thankful. Oh, I'm so
people said,
amen.
I tell you what I really like, Brother Tom. He gets everybody stirred up, and then he just walks off the platform and leaves it with you. But what a blessing. What a blessing. Yeah, Miss George Ann.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna last me the hard times.
Yeah. It'll last. Amen. Amen, Georgia.
Yeah. How we shout about going home. And I never seen so many people.
Amen.
I want to go. It just don't make sense to me. You know, I'm ready to go. Just to whatever he wants to take me. And you might say, you're a little bit young to be wanting to go. I tell you what, I've seen enough of this world. I'm guaranteed. I mean, I thank God for my family. And I thank God for my little grandson. And I tell you what,
amen. Amen.
I mean, I enjoy it. I can get with it. Taste of it around here, preacher. It's just real good. Heavenly places, but you know, in a little while, I'll probably get over this.
Yeah.
And I'll sit down. Yeah. When I get over there, Brother Tom.
Yeah. You ain't gonna get over it over there.
Holy thank God. And you may say, well, God ain't walked with me through my storm. Well, you probably, he did.
Yeah.
But you probably just wasn't aware of it. But I tell you what, if you're saved today, and you ain't felt him since then, which I believe it'd be a lie if you said that. But if you're saved today, that's enough to tell you. I tell you what, if God never heals you, if he never heals you, and if he never, you know, gets you out of that valley, and then, you know, you ain't got to go to hell. I mean, ain't that something worse out of hell today? I mean, you want around here that is hot, but bless God, you're going to be hot in hell.
Amen.
Hallelujah, you don't have to go. I mean, that's worse out of hell, preacher. Yeah.
I agree with you.
He's been good to this world.
Amen.
You might say I'm crazy, but that's all right.
Amen. 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 She said it right. She said it right. In a little while, she'll get sort of settled down. She'll hush. And some of you have done the same, and I am. But when we get over yonder, it's going to keep going. You see, we don't have a body down here to keep up what's going on inside. Too many RPMs go to turning on the inside. You can't handle it, but so long. But when you get over there, you're going to have a body like his. And it can, them RPMs can turn over there. You can handle it over there. Amen. God's good, isn't he? He's good. And I praise him and I thank him. I really do. I tell you, it's just God's grace that he's just settled in on this meeting here this morning. All of us is about half as mean as the devil anyhow. And sorry and low down. We ain't done nothing good. But God chose to smile on us and to help us. Lord God, I don't deserve a thing he's done, but I'm glad. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're that unprofitable servant. We ought not to have this. We don't deserve it. He ought to just said, go on and lay down. You've done all your work, and you don't get nothing. But I ain't he good to us? I bless his name. Amen. And I thank him. Yes, sir, Brother Papa. I love you.
Love you.
I appreciate you.
I just want to say, Reader's Digest a long time back, they analyzed the human body and analyzed clay, and they said clay contains everything necessary to make up the human body. Said the Bible scenario of creation is not far off the mark. It's right on it.
Amen.
And so when Jesus anointed the blind man with spit and clay, he just put some more of his own stuff, what he's already made of, on there.
Amen.
And spit, the most exciting part to me is spit contains DNA. God, Jesus anointed him with himself.
Amen.
That don't crunchy truck, you got a dead man.
Amen. Bless your heart. Amen. He's good, ain't he? He certainly is. I need this pan over here again. By the way, the offering that was given to the camp meeting this morning was $1,493. You say, well, why didn't you let it count for this? Because the first money that come in was made out to the camp meeting. That's pretty obvious, isn't it? But I want to do this. I appreciate Brother Rocky Shelton and the men from down at Crossroads Mission. They're helping a lot of men. Brother Josh Bird standing up right there. He went there. God saved him, called him to preach. He's pastoring a church in our area, just right outside Alexander County, over in Iredell County. God's using this young man. I appreciate the work they're doing to help men that need to get to God. And they've come this morning. I was going to have Brother Rocky to say something, but I just feel like this is the way I ought to do it, because I didn't order all this. In fact, I had a lot of other things I was going to do, really, and I'll just have to do them later. But I want to do this, and Miss Penny, I want you to come around while they're receiving the offering. This is Miss Penny's last morning service. She's been with us all week, and I appreciate her faithfulness. I appreciate her spirit. And she wouldn't feel offended at all if she didn't sing this morning. But I want to hear her, because it blesses my heart. Now, if you want to be a blessing to this men's home that are helping men that are in need, I want you to come and give. We're gonna be a blessing. I'm going to give what the Lord spoke to my heart about giving. And you listen to the Lord.
Let me say this while they're playing a little more. I don't want to beleaguer this time and take up too much time, but I was sitting back there and just enjoying everything. And God put this song on my heart because it seemed like everything was talking about how much God cares. And I know that he does. He's caring for me. He's taking care of all my needs, not some of them, but A-double-L, all my needs and most of my desires. And I know I can trust him. And God just put this song on my heart. I'd planned to do something else. But I want you to know that no matter what you're going through, God does care. All that you need, he will provide. God will take care of you, and nothing you ask will be denied. For my God, he will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. Yes, he will take care of you. God will take care of you.
Amen.